Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk some history. All week, we've been celebrating the multiverse, alternate dimensions, parallel Earths, whatever you want to call it. It's been a whole heck of a lot of fun. And the reason we have is because all these worlds lined up, and we had Smash Brothers Ultimate. We had the CW Arrowverse Elseworlds crossover. We had Sony's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie come out, and all three of these deal with different worlds, different Earths, heroes from different ones coming together for a greater cause, to, you know, fight a greater fight and everything. And it was really cool. Today, we're going to look at the history of the Arrowverse crossovers and then do a little, you know, rundown recap of the most recent one, the Elseworlds one. Now, before we get into them, there were a couple of, I guess we'll do honorable mentions. Even though Derek's not here, we'll still do honorable mentions. And that is the world's finest episode of Supergirl, which was in her season one when she was still on CBS. And then The Flash popped over there because he was trying out this speed booster thing. And it was a fun little episode. So much so that you got the duet episode on the third season of Flash, where Music Meister showed up, and it was a really, just really great musical episode. And you had so many great performances from people from all over the Arrowverse. I mean, not your typical Flash people even showed up, and that John Barrowman showed up. Then you also had Stein, I forgot his name, something Garber was his name, yeah, he showed up, and you know, the people who wrote the songs were people who did La La Land. So if you missed that for some reason, definitely go back and check it out. But before the actual crossovers, there's been five of them. Elseworlds was the most recent one. The first one was Flash versus Arrow and the Brave and the Bold, which was season one of The Flash and season three of Arrow. It was the first time they kind of teamed up, and it's your typical, one of them's brainwashed, and so the Flash was the one that was brainwashed, and he had to fight Ollie, and then they had to switch, and when he got cured, he went to Star City to help Arrow fight Captain Boomerang. And it was really neat to see kind of how they came together, and the friendship that we, you know, years later that we see kind of started there, or really cemented there. You had the Arrow episode where the Flash very first showed up, but that's neither here nor there. That was a backdoor pilot, so that didn't count. Speaking of backdoor pilots, though, that do count, the next one was the Legends of Today, Legends of Yesterday from season 2 of Flash and season 4 of Arrow, and that was setting up Legends of Tomorrow, which I like, you know. And Vandal Savage was a great villain. The Hawk people, man, not so much. They weren't really my favorites, but, you know, it is what it is. They're not around anymore. I guess that's okay to say. You know, that's a 3-year-old spoiler. So, the time travel stuff was pretty neat. And establishing that Oliver has a son, you know, was a big thing. And just seeing how everything plays out. It was okay. And then after that one, you had the Invasion, which was season 3 of Flash, season 5 of Arrow, and season 2 of Legends of Tomorrow. And Supergirl showed up, but her episode just wasn't really part of it. It was fun. You had aliens, and this was, you know, your first really big crossover. So seeing the Dominators come in and everybody team up was really, really great. And as an added bonus, the Arrow episode was actually the 100th episode and really did a good job of breaking down who Arrow is and everything. What I loved about that crossover, my favorite part, just because I love Superman Returns, was when Kara shows up to the Arrowverse, Earth 1, Brendan Routh looks at her and says, "She kind of looks like my cousin." And that was great. A lot of people, you know, may not have been huge fans of that line, but I loved it. And then last year we had Crisis on Earth X, which was season 3 of Supergirl and Legends, season 4 of Flash, and season 6 of Arrow. I think that one was the biggest, most ambitious one. Fighting Nazis, evil Nazi versions of yourselves, is always an entertaining story, and one that's been around in comics as long as, you know, Nazis have. So seeing everything play out the way it did and actually have stakes, you know, with the stuff with Martin Stein and the weddings and the Ray and Captain Cold. We also got our first tease of Nora Allen, and it was just really amazing, you know, when you had that big epic group shot of all the heroes. I mean, over a dozen heroes there ready to fight. It was just kind of gave you chills and was a whole lot of fun. Which brings us to this year's crossover, Elseworlds, season 4 of Supergirl, 5 of Flash, and 7 of Arrow. This one didn't have the Legends of Tomorrow in it, but it did bring in John Wesley Shipp as the Flash from the 90s. It's like same costume and everything. We also had Ruby Rose debut as Kate Kane, Batwoman. And what I loved, well, I mean, I loved a lot of things about it, but one of the things that made me happy was Jeremy Davies showed up as John Deegan, who Jeremy Davies was on Justified, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. I mean, I just love that show, and he does a really cool job as this villain who kind of just is wanting to make the world a better place, but not really, and then wants to be the hero himself. Yeah, and we're going to go full spoilers. It ends with him basically becoming Dr. Destiny, so that's awesome. But you have Barry in the role of Arrow and Ollie in the role of Flash, and nobody knows. And you have some really great Freaky Friday, not only references, but moments that are fun and really cool. Now, as it goes on, I mean, you have Amazo show up in the first episode, and he's kind of a throwaway guy. And really, all the Arrow people don't do a whole lot. The supporting cast of Flash and Supergirl are the ones that do everything, I guess is the best way to say it. And it's a lot of fun. The problem I had with it, and this is just a minor problem that didn't really come into effect until the very end, is this is a setup for next year's crossover, which is Crisis on Infinite Earths. Because you introduce Psycho Pirate, which is cool. But even then, the whole time you have the monitor talking about, this is just preparing you for what's next. This is, you know, this is just a test for who's coming. Someone more powerful than me. So it kind of, shmeh, you know, takes away from the stakes of this episode. And then also, I don't watch Supergirl. So when Brainiac shows up, I've never seen that character before, but I knew it was Brainiac. Having Nora Freeze was an interesting choice too. We did get Lois Lane, which was a lot of fun. I mean, this one is really great. Really, really great. The first episode where you get the Freaky Friday stuff is basically not a roast, but a breakdown of who Oliver Queen is, and to a lesser extent of who Barry Allen is. You have them, you know, looking at, does Arrow have to be dark to succeed? Does Flash have to be joyful to succeed? And that's kind of a recurring theme through all of it, even up until the end when Oliver realizes, you know, that Barry and Kara inspire people. And it's a scene that plays out a lot like the opening of Hush, you know, where deep down Clark's a good guy, deep down I'm not. But it's handled really, really well. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it would have been nice to see the Legends in it as well. But I don't know what part they would have played other than some little cameos. I mean, Gary does show up, which was fun. But all in all, I'd give it a solid like 7.5 out of 10. It was enjoyable. Not the best. Earth X is probably the best one. No, not probably. It is the best one. But this is probably second or third. Tied for a second somewhere in that area. It's really good. Let me know what you thought about The Crossworld. You can let me know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're out there. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy talking to everyone about everything. It's a lot of fun. Make sure to subscribe to us on whatever format you're listening to. That way you can get all the shows. We got some great family sounds coming up. Blah Blah Comics is always doing their thing. And a bunch of other really, really fun shows. For Christmas, we're going to drop a lot of stuff for you, just so you know. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.